Dr. Pinsky dictating a female. I am in Terry, T-E-R-I, Haynes, H-A-I-N-E-S. Terry Hines is a 62-year-old woman who reports she has had pain on and off since 2014. Period. And further than that with her back. Period. She had low back pain for years. Period. In approximately 2017, she noticed symptoms in the right upper extremity. Period. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She was told that her shoulder and elbow injuries were from overuse, comma, from repetitive holding up and movements for the past 40 years. Period. She believes she injured her right elbow, shoulder, and lower back in this fashion. Period. She had a lot of physical therapy and as well as three surgeries on the right elbow by Dr. Strauss. Period. She also was treated by Dr. Bowers, B-O-W-E-R-S, for the shoulder, first with injections and then two surgeries for bone spurs. Period. She is no longer receiving any active treatment for her arm, but still gets epidurals for her back and still goes to a chiropractor. Period. She denies any previous problems or injuries to the involved areas. Period. She states she started having three surgeries in 2019. Period. She went through several bouts of physical therapy after each surgery. Period. Her last surgery was in 2022. Period. Her position was that of a hairstylist and co-owner of a salon. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Haynes alleges occupational exposures through 10-4-22 due to repetitive movement caused injuries to the right shoulder, comma, right hand, comma, right arm, comma, and other serious injuries. Period. New paragraph. Treatment records show the petitioner was seen on 9-3-19 by Dr. Keneally, K-E-N-N-E-A-L-L-Y, for a new problem. Period. She reported several-month history of right lateral elbow pain. Period. She denies any trauma, but thought that since she worked as a hairdresser, it makes things worse. Period. She denies any injuries. Period. She is right-handed. Period. X-rays of the elbow showed no sign of any bony abnormalities. Period. Ultrasound showed a small interstitial tear of the tendons at the lateral epicondyle. Period. He diagnosed right elbow pain and lateral epicondylitis and referred her for a course of physical therapy. Period. She was also seen by hand specialist Dr. Strauss on 11-4-19. Period. She had an injection for lateral epicondylitis of the right elbow. Period. She followed up with him on 3-23-20 with ongoing elbow pain. Period. Physical findings were consistent with right lateral epicondylitis. Period. She requested a repeat injection. Period. He planned to have her get an MRI in the future if her symptoms recurred, but for now would be best to get her out of her pain. Period. Accordingly, another corticosteroid injection was instilled. Period. She did undergo and MRI the elbow on 9-14-20, period. It found lateral epicondylitis with a small partial thickness intrasubstance tear of the common extensor tendon at its origin, period. She had an MRI of the right shoulder on 9/28/20 period. It showed rotator cuff tendinosis without superimposed tear. Period, there were also degenerative changes. Period. She followed up with Dr. Strauss on 12/14/20 in anticipation of surgical intervention. Period. She did submit to a right shoulder arthroscopy with rotator cuff debridement, labral debridement, biceps tenotomy, subacromial decompression and distal clavicle resection by Dr. Bowers on 127/22. The postoperative diagnoses were right shoulder partial thickness rotator cuff tear, labral tear, biceps tendinitis, as well as acromioclavicular degenerative joint disease. Period. On 10/20/22, Dr. Bowers performed right open distal clavicle excision. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was right shoulder acromioclavicular degenerative joint disease. Period. On 12/28/20, Dr. Strauss performed a nursal procedure on the right arm. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was lateral epicondylitis of the right arm. Period. The petitioner continued to see Dr. Strauss through 10/11/21 period. She was healed from the right lateral epicondyle at release. Period. Exam showed full motion and her wound was well healed. Period. He recommended observation at that time with the possibility for repeat injection in the future. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Haynes initially was seen by Dr. Bowers on 9/16/20 period. She complained of pain in the right shoulder for many months. She recalled being told about 7 years ago by a physician at Rothman that she had a labral tear diagnosed by ultrasound. At that time, she underwent physical therapy, which did help to some extent. Her current shoulder pain was 7/10 level, exacerbated with dressing, lifting or reaching overhead, and includes nighttime pain with sleep disturbance. She had tried Motrin and physical therapy without relief. She had, quote, horrible tennis elbow for the past year, end quote. She had tried a brace therapy and 2 injections by Dr. Strauss with transient relief. She did have a right elbow MRI. She finds that both the shoulder and her elbow impact her ability to keep up with her work duties as a hairstylist. She had a surgical history remarkable for vascular surgery in 2007 of an unspecified nature. History was remarkable for arthritis, hypothyroid disease, and varicose veins. Dr. Bowers also diagnosed right lateral epicondylitis as well as acromioclavicular degenerative joint disease of the right shoulder. She noted the results of the shoulder MRI. A cortisone injection was given on 10/19/20 period. At follow-up on 3/31/21, she reported good relief with cortisone injection. Since being seen in October, she had right elbow surgery by Dr. Strauss with a fair response. She had recently completed physical therapy. She wanted another cortisone injection at the right shoulder due to recurrent pain. Period. such an injection was given. Paired new paragraph on 7/13/21, the petitioner returned to Dr. Bowers with finger symptoms. Period, she states about 1 week ago, she noted the left thumb pain. Period, she awoke one day and was unable to move her thumb. Period, it had been catching and clicking since that time. Period, she was using a thumb spica splint with some relief. Period, X-rays revealed no evidence of fracture or other bony abnormality. Period, she was diagnosed with the trigger thumb of the left thumb, for which a corticosteroid injection was given, this time by Dr. Mark Schwartz. Period. She returned on 12/6/21 to Dr. Bowers, and was also diagnosed with right shoulder biceps tendonitis and rotator cuff tendonitis. Period, they discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period, on 10/20/22, Dr. Bowers performed right open distal clavicle excision, as noted above. Period. She followed up post-operatively through 12/14/22, period. Her incision was healed and she had full active range of motion. Period, there was some tightness of the pectoralis minor with slightly rounded posture of the shoulder girdle. Period, she had mild discomfort with impingement testing. Period. Dr. Bowers wrote, her residual pain may be due to malpositioning of the scapula, secondary to core weakness as she recovers from her hysterectomy. Period. Dr. Bowers had asked her to try to work on core strengthening, scapular positioning, and cuff strengthening exercises. Period. They discussed how her type of work aggravates her shoulder, and it may be better for her in the long term to avoid the repetitive overhead lifting and reaching. Period, she was going to return on an as-needed basis. Period. Physical exam. Upper extremities. Inspection revealed healed open scarring about the right shoulder and lateral elbow, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period, right shoulder abduction was 150 degrees, flexion 130 degrees. And internal rotation to 75 degrees, but was otherwise full in all independent spheres. Period combined active extension with internal rotation was to T12. Period motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period manual muscle testing was 5/5 for resisted right shoulder abduction and external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. Period, she was tender anteriorly about the right shoulder, but not at the elbow. Period, there was no tenderness in the left upper extremity. Period, hands, wrists, elbows, normal shoulder maneuvers. She had positive near, Hawkins, apprehension, and aptly scratch tests on the right, which were negative on the left. Spine, cervical, she had non-reproducibly decreased active flexion to 40 degrees and extension to 50 degrees. Period, bilateral rotation and side bend were accomplished fully without discomfort. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral, SLR deferred, normal. Impressions. Terry Haynes alleges occupational exposure with repetitive activity led to injuries involving her right shoulder and elbow. Period. She initially presented to Dr. Keneally at Rothman on 9/13 19. Paired, she also came into this hand specialist care of Dr. Strauss. Paired, he performed surgery on 12/18/20 to be inserted. Paired, in paragraph, she also came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Bowers, who performed two surgical procedures on the right shoulder. Period. At a point later in her course of treatment, she was evaluated by Dr. Schwartz, this time complaining of triggering of the left thumb. Period, a corticosteroid injection was instilled for it. Period, this was her non-dominant hand. Period. It was learned that she also had a hysterectomy throughout. Period. In the paragraph, the current exam found there to be decreased range of motion about the right shoulder and tenderness to palpation. Period, there was mild weakness and resisted right shoulder abduction and external rotation. Period, provocative maneuvers were somewhat positive at the shoulder but were negative at the elbow. Period, there was variable mobility about the cervical spine. Period, she had full range of motion about the thoracic and lumbar spines. Period, new paragraph, this case represents 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the right arm. Period. She is no longer working at the insured or anywhere else. Period. She reports her symptoms are staying the same as when they first began. Period. Notably, she does suffer from underlying thyroid disease and arthritis. Period. And no, it's not the end. She also continues to enjoy cooking, painting, and walking. Period. In the past, she played golf. Period. As a youth, she competed in softball, tennis, bowling, and cheerleading. Period. Several of these are known to cause significant stress on the dominant right upper extremity, such as is the case here. Period. And that will be the end.